Welcome back to EC Glass High School. The start of the fourth quarter in the 4A regional final between the EC Glass Hilltoppers and the Midlothian Trojans. Anthony Santinello and Ed Lane here with you as a 7-4 lead for EC Glass as the fourth quarter presented by Harris Tire with air conditioning and summer checkups to ensure no car troubles during your summer getaways. Harris Tire. Not a lot. A lot of offense in that third quarter, Ed. We talked about it, only one goal from Wyatt Hamilton to give EC Glass a three-goal lead at the end of 36 minutes. But what would you say that they have to improve on to go into this fourth quarter and get that home game in the state semifinal?
For EC Glass, I think you keep doing what you're doing. You focus on your possessions. You really work on creating havoc around your net when Midlothian's trying to score, make it difficult. So they're either taking quick shots and have to be precise, or they're a little bit off balance and the odds are not great. But I think if you're Glass, you have to focus in on those strategies. That's the first and foremost thing. And when you get offensive chances, take advantage of a couple of them and really stretch this advantage. Given the flow of the game, it can feel a little bit larger, and it's good to have a cushion because we know with faceoffs, you may score a goal, win the faceoff, get it back, and can score quickly, erasing deficits.
Gallagher back at the faceoff dot against Bryson Miller. The ball being fought for. Looked like Gallagher had a beat on it. Midlothian able to scoop it up. It's Miller sprinting down the middle of the slot. His shot goes well high of the net. Midlothian closest to the end line. They'll keep possession. Trojans will take it off the near side end line as they're going from right to left. Jason Goodwin to Trevor Christmas on the near side. Christmas goes down right around the crease. Has his defender Gallagher on him. Christmas backs it out to Powell and now Bryson Miller. Miller calling for one of his midfielders to come up closer, get the ball. That's Pomeroy. And now behind the cage is Christmas. Christmas goes to his left. Good job by Gallagher to make him work for that possession. Powell now goes to Miller, top of the slot, and Midlothian comfortable with taking their time right now to wear down this Glass defense. Pomeroy, near side goal line extended, now works behind the cage. Ball comes loose, and it's swatted out of bounds by Marshall, but he couldn't control it, so it'll be Midlothian possession.
You can see Marshall slam his stick into this field turf afterwards. Just very quickly, because he missed a chance to force a change of possession and help the Hilltoppers eat up some clock.
Pomeroy gets around Marshall, although it gets stick checked immediately, and a flag goes high in the air as the whistle blows. I believe this will go against EC Glass. Looks like it could be on Godsey. Someone for Glass stick checked around the head of a Midlothian player going towards the net, and Midlothian will head to the EMO. Waiting to see who it'll be for the Hilltoppers that will take the penalty. It's a 1 minute penalty going, I believe, against Kenton Marshall. Marshall, one of the better defenders on the Glass team. So now they'll head to the man down in a big possession for Midlothian to try to get back in this game.
Well, and for Midlothian, you really have to capitalize. Few and far between are the offensive chances they've had in the second half, and now you've got a man up on top of it.
10:20 to go in this third quarter, in this fourth quarter, excuse me. As Midlothian swings it around the perimeter, Miller over to Christmas, and now Pomeroy far side, inside to Powell. His shot splits the legs of Shabastar and goes into the back of the net. 7-5. Midlothian trails.
Shouldn't come as much of a surprise. Midlothian, and you know, you don't want to call it desperation, but 10-10 left in the fourth quarter, down 7-4, and you have a man advantage. Goals have been hard to come by. Haven't had one since middle of the second quarter. They needed that, and they finally found a way to capitalize.
Last goal for Midlothian was Joe Hester coming at the 5:54 marker in the second quarter. About 14 minutes separating goals. 19 minutes separating goals for the Trojans. Two-goal game as Gallagher and Miller back at the faceoff dot.
That was math pride right there.
Gallagher wins the faceoff for the Hilltoppers, now sprinting to try to get it across midfield. Gallagher gets it to Kays. Now Hamilton at goal line extended to try to work and get the goal back quickly. But instead, they'll back it out. Luke Hewitt out there on the attacking midfield as he'll come off the field as Carrington and McMahon step on.
Interesting. Glass won that faceoff, got close to the goal. Midlothian was really trying to put some defensive pressure. Good patience by Glass, though, to back it out and work this thing around and get into their pace and set offensively.
It's Josiah Martin, top of the slot. Goes to his right. Cradling in his right hand now. One hand on the stick, goes behind the cage. Martin tries to get around Sterling Mason. Goes to his right, now switches back to his left and to his right again. His pass right on the doorstep to Truitt, who steps into it and buries it and caps it off with a celebration right behind the cage. Back to a three-goal lead for EC Glass. It's 8-5.
Good answer and even better pass to set up Truitt again, Anthony. We mentioned needing to get guys open and cutting. They did that. Not as much of a cut, but a good job creating flow on this Midlothian defense all the way over to the far side of the field, and it opened up for Truitt, who buries it into the back of the net to give that lead of Glass back to 3.
Truitt was huge in the game against Jefferson Forest for the conference final. Had 4 goals in that game. That's his first here tonight. That's his 50th of the season. Another faceoff from Gallagher. Now McCombs is out there. Gallagher winning it cleanly, as he's definitely fared better against McCombs for Midlothian.
Yeah, as much as Gallagher struggled and battled through some injuries Tuesday, he's looked very good on the faceoffs this evening.
Ball being fought for, stayed loose in the defensive end of Midlothian, and now it's awarded to the Trojans. Or excuse me, it'll be awarded to EC Glass as the referees dispute the call. Referee close to the ball gives it to the Hilltoppers.
And we've seen that a couple times, this officiating crew pausing, getting together, and making a group decision.
8:50 left in the fourth. Now True in the near side corner. Gets it out to Josiah Martin. Gallagher comes off the field for McMahon. Martin has definitely controlled possession for the better part of this game. He's been the focal point of their offense. Behind the cage, near the end line. Slowly taking his time, he swims around one defender, now spins to his left. Almost loses his footing and his stick. He instead wraps around the cage, draws a slide from a defender, and now goes back to his left, a little more room to operate. Martin keeping possession, gets a pick from Truitt that works out perfectly. Double team around the cage from Midlothian, the ball being fought for, Joyce out of his net. And a flag flies in the air. Another EMO chance coming up for the Hilltoppers. And Midlothian, some of the players looking like they have that defeated look.
Yeah,
still a close game.
It's still close. It's a 3-goal game. There's just under 8 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And for Midlothian, even if you get the penalty kill here, you've got plenty of time left to create something. We've seen how quickly they've struck in other contests. Now, granted, the Glass defense has been spectacular so far this evening, but for Midlothian, no reason to feel defeated right now.
This portion of the game brought to you by Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, your community credit union. Proud supporters of all high school athletics and high school students, visit the Hilltop or Student Credit Union inside EC Glass High School. As the Hilltoppers get into their motion, extra man opportunity offense. McMahon to Kays, and now Martin near side point goes to Truitt. Back to Kays at the top of the slot. His shot goes wide. Hamilton sprinting to the end line to make sure they keep possession. 7.5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. It's a 3-goal lead for the Hilltoppers. Hamilton. Now to Kays. Back to Hamilton. Looking for a passing option in the middle. Carrington was blocked off. Hamilton to Kays. Far side wing shot. Ball bouncing high in the air towards the sideline. Getting closest to the end line. And keeping it doing a great job is Josiah Martin, making sure he backed down his defender towards the end line.
Yeah, Martin did a good job just stopping and spreading out. Sterling Mason couldn't quite get closer, and that's just good body positioning by Martin.
Martin behind the net.
And it saves possession for Glass, and more importantly, gives them a chance to work this clock well under the seven-minute mark with a three-goal lead.
Martin has Mason on him. He slips behind the net, gets back up quickly, now gets around Mason. A little bit of room for Martin going towards the slot. He rips a shot high. Carrington wasn't expecting it to get past the net, but he is closest to the end line, beating Joyce.
As great as Joyce has been, Carrington was a little bit ahead of him that time, and a real heads-up play by Carrington, knowing he had to kick it into high gear because of how effective Joyce is at getting back to those balls.
McMahon, far side point, inside to Martin. Lefty shot is blocked away by Joyce. He comes away out of his net, scooping it up and firing it out to midfield. Going for the clear is Tyler Shrimpshire. Midlothian, little offensive chance. Goodwin on the doorstep, firing a shot on Shabastar was Sage. And closest to the end line was EC Glass. Shabastar doing a great job racing out of the net to get there.
Yeah, he's kind of taking a page out of Casey Joyce's book. That shot was a little bit high, and as soon as it started rolling backwards, Shabastar made the adjustment to get back there, and it's almost like no one else expected the ball to be rolling there.
Coach Bernard not happy for Midlothian, but a good job by Shabastar.
And I can see why, because there were a couple of Midlothian players who had a better beat on that, but Shabastar, with the effort, gave the possession to Glass.
Midlothian will now have possession after the whistle. 6:17 left in the fourth quarter for a regional finals. Home field in the state semis is on the line. Powell on the far side for the Trojans. Swings it around to Pomeroy. Pomeroy to Coleman Rock near side. It's the Trojans just taking their time. Christmas to Sage. Sage has Sackett Wood covering him. Backs him down near the crease. He'll swing it back out for Powell. Powell stepping into a shot. It looked like it hit the crease. Midlothian players want a goal call, but instead bounces out. Whistle blows.
And the referees are going to see if it went in. It bounced off of a portion of the pole on the bottom left side if you're looking at the goal and towards Shabastar. And the referees trying to confer. I don't know how they could have enough evidence to call this a goal, though, because it was a bang-bang play, and there is not really any instant replay available in VHSL competition.
The ball will be, I believe, yes, it will be EC Glass ball, so they do keep the ruling. I thought it hit directly off the post, and that's why it came all the way back out to midfield where it was scooped up.
Well, it took a funky angle, but it didn't look like it took enough of an angle to have gone in.
As Kenton Marshall comes onto the field for Glass, he'll get the clear for the Hilltoppers. Nathan Truitt now has it in the near corner. Truitt works to his left and now goes back to Carrington. Carrington cuts into the left, right into the slot, fires a shot between the legs of Joyce and scores.
That's as impressive a shot as you'll get, because he had Joyce going to the right, the weak side. Joyce had to go back to his strong side, the left, and still Carrington had enough zip on that to bury it and extend the Hilltopper advantage.
And a timeout now called by Coach Bernard as he's still talking to the official about that goal. That was not called, but Will Carrington, a hat trick here for the Hilltoppers. 5:13 to go in the fourth quarter, and certainly a comfortable lead for EC Glass, but we talked about how good Midlothian is on offense. Nothing's really safe with this team.
Yeah, it's one of those interesting spots because Midlothian hasn't gone on any real major surge. They had a couple of goals in the second quarter to even this up. Glass answered quickly, but if you're Glass, I think you like where you are because you're up four. But it's not such a big lead if you're Coach Reneska and the opponent is so formidable, Midlothian is, that I don't think you feel like you can let off the gas by any means with over 5 minutes to go.
Midlothian has never led in this game. They've tied it twice, but have never gotten ahead of EC Glass. And that had to be a key for Coach Reneska. If we get out early, try to hold the lead as best you can, because this team, we haven't seen it yet, but they are capable of going on a run at 15 goals per game on the season.
They are, and we've also seen Glass susceptible to quick runs, namely to start that third quarter against Western Albemarle on Tuesday night. So it could happen. Now, granted, that came out of halftime. You may be a little bit less energized because of a big lead going into the break, but still, we know it's possible for both teams. And if you're Coach Roneski, even though it's not your timeout, it's got to be point one that you're stressing right now.
Shabastar has allowed 5.3 goals per game on the season. He's at 5 right now. Coach Roneski will take that every day of the week as he's trying to fire his team up more than they already are fired up on their sideline as they wait for the next faceoff with Matthew Gallagher at the dot. It looks like you might see Will Pomeroy take this next faceoff. He does have some experience at 51% on the season. He's their third option at the faceoff dot. They've rotated between Devin McCombs, the junior, Bryson Miller, the sophomore, and now they'll go to another sophomore in Will Pomeroy. Gallagher has been on a roll tonight. About 11 for 17 in this game.
You just like to see that continue if you're EC Glass.
Faceoff fought for, one towards the attacking zone of EC Glass. Gallagher sprinting in, has a shot. He fires it high and scores.
You surprised at the ease with which Gallagher won that faceoff, Anthony? I mean, he wanted not much contested. Wasn't that hardly contested, and he just went right in and had a quick shot, which he executed for a 10-5 lead.
His second goal of the game, and both of them have been 6 seconds off the dot. We talked about it. It's not like a 40-yard dash in football, but it's still pretty quick getting there in 6 seconds under control.
No question. You get there quick, you win the faceoff, and you know, for Glass, I don't think you want to be taking a ton of quick shots, but when the look is that crystal clear and you've got a guy you trust in Gallagher, I think you live with it.
That's twice now that he's come down the field, faked a pass to one side, got a little bit more room from the Midlothian defenders, and is able to bury the goal. That one testing Joyce on the right side going high. That is his weaker side, as we talked about.
Some result you have to live with, too.
Faceoff one back to EC Glass's defensive end. Swatting at it is Marshall. Ball still loose under a player, I believe.
And I believe this was more cleanly won by Western Albemarle.
As the Trojans take it near the restraining line, it's Bryson Miller working it out to midfield for Pomeroy.
Excuse me, Midlothian, not Western Albemarle. I was thinking 2 nights ago.
Rich was quick to point that one out.
Oh, Coach Roth always there.
Will Pomeroy on the near side. Goes back behind the cage, now comes out in front. Midlothian's got to work quick. Jason Goodwin fires his shot wide, and getting there is Maricini. He's fired up, getting closest to the end line.
Oh, and he should be. He was back there quickly and just in the right spot to take advantage at such a crucial time. Now Midlothian wants to delay a game, but the ball rolled actually into the netting behind the field goal post. They have this field as well at EC Glass, which can be used for football, and I think that's the reason for the delay. It wasn't an intentional delay by Glass.
And I think they actually switched the possession. Because Maricini, we saw get fired up after the whistle was blown, and it looked like he was closest, but now Midlothian has possession. Hester, now to Pomeroy, and back out to Miller. Under 4:20 to go in this game. Miller gets it back to Pomeroy, and now to Hester on the near side. Hester draws a slide, now goes to Pomeroy, top of the slot, tries to step into a shot, but Marshall's there. Marshall playing great defense on Pomeroy. Miller on the far side point, tries to go into the slot. Johnson doing a good job also on his man, and the shot goes wide of the net, out of bounds to Midlothian.
Again, Glass making things difficult for Midlothian. The Trojans might get a goal here, but it has not been easy.
Powell's pass into the middle is swatted away by Glass. Rolls towards the near sideline, and Pomeroy picks it up.
Glass had nobody there to go up against Joe Hester. He was cutting toward the goal, but that's because they were so close on the pass that it never had a chance to be caught by Hester for a quick goal.
Top of the slot is Powell. drives in, shot on Shabastar is high and wide, but goes wide enough that Midlothian can take over. 3:24 to go in this fourth quarter. It's a 10-5 lead for EC Glass.
And this is what we've talked about so much for Glass, making Midlothian work offensively. They need to continue that.
Saig on the far side. Ball swatted out of his stick. And Hewitt there, looking like he was going to pick it up, now being fought for in the far corner. Midlothian does come away with it. Breaking towards the net and shooting was Hester. The shot tipped off his stick. And Shabastar picks it up. Pass goes out to midfield. No one has possession. It's scooped up by Glass. Here comes Hamilton. And he'll just take it around the cage. Looked like he had some room to cut, but I think taking time off the clock is more important here for Glass.
Yeah, it's one of those where you got the easy layup and dunk in basketball, but the clock's winding down and you're better off milking it. It's the same thing here. You can do more damage to your opponent by eating more of the valuable time they need.
Josiah Martin had the ball before a timeout called by Eddie Renuska of EC Glass. Brought to you by Happily Ever After Rentals. Want to style up your house or apartment without spending an outrageous amount of money? Happily Ever After Rentals has you covered from rugs, seating, antique rentals, and more. Visit www.happilyrented.com for more information.
Sounds like you need to call them, Anthony.
Why do you say that?
You seem like the kind of guy that have a real simple apartment and trying to help you out.
I would say.
You get Happily Ever After and get your apartment rented and spruced up.
I might have to. I have a few posters on the wall, but that's really the stretch of that.
You know, we can move up a little bit in the world, and Happily Ever After might help you accomplish that.
I'll definitely check it out. 10-5 lead for EC Glass over the Midlothian Trojans, the 4A finals for the regional championship. Winner gets home field advantage in the state semifinals next week. 2:40 to go in this fourth quarter. And it's been all offense for EC Glass in this fourth quarter of action. Dylan Powell had a goal for Midlothian early, but then a 3-0 run now for the Hilltoppers. Nathan Truitt, Will Carrington's third, and Matthew Gallagher's second off the ensuing faceoff. And Gallagher's just done such a great job all night. They've tried three options the Trojans have at faceoff, and none of them have really been able to stop Gallagher.
And that's a testament to what Gallagher's done. He's just been tenacious in the face-off circle. He's gotten the possessions for EC Glass. And, you know, up to this point, 2:41 left, a 10-5 Hilltopper lead. It's been if not the key ingredient, certainly one of them, to EC Glass really dictating the tempo tonight.
It looks like they will send the extra defender out there for Midlothian. Try to get possession back quickly. As it'll be Josiah Martin in the near side corner, draws three defenders, getting it back to Hamilton. Hamilton with Joyce on him, basically an empty net for Midlothian. As Hamilton sprinting around the keeper, he gets whacked at. Ball comes loose. Looked like he got bear hugged on that play by Joyce. As the ball came loose, 2:14 to go, and a penalty coming against Midlothian.
And that's one of those, you know, almost catch-22s for Midlothian. You don't want to go down a man, but on the flip side, you're down 10-5. You're willing to try things to try to get the ball back, and sometimes it's worth taking that risk.
You can see Midlothian low energy on the bench, and Joyce has to serve the penalty. He's the one that committed it. Coming into play goalie for the last 2 minutes will be Oz Potter, the freshman. Now Hamilton will have it on the restart as we approach 2 minutes to go as Glass on their way to a regional title.
If you're Glass and you take a shot, you're probably going to do it after working a little time as they're already doing right now. That's as big of an advantage as anything with the man advantage.
McMahon to Hamilton far side, now back up top for Josiah Martin. Little pressure on the midfielders. McMahon back to Martin up top. And now to Kays on the near side. Truitt back behind the cage to Carrington, under 2 minutes to go. Carrington to Hamilton now. As Glass in no rush to make any move towards the net. Now Martin sprinting around his defender. He'll just go behind the cage. Under 90 seconds left. Martin gets a double team behind the cage. works around one defender, and now backs it out to McMahon. McMahon in the far corner, unguarded. Now goes to Kays. Kays to Truitt, near side, as EC Glass continues to swing it around the perimeter. And Coach Renuska is perfectly content with that. Just keep possession for as long as you can in this game, as we're now under a minute. McMahon on the far side wing. Gets past his long pole towards the middle of the field. And now just runs into a corner. And the Hilltoppers continue to swing it around.
They have no real intention of shooting and no need to, up 10-5.
McMahon in the far corner. 30 seconds to go here at EC Glass High School. Truitt, near side wing. Goes to Hamilton, the goalie still in the cage. Kays behind the net, looks at the clock and sees 20 seconds. Kays, swim move around his defender. Gets it to Wyatt Hamilton. Hamilton now to Martin, far side, as we approach 10 seconds. Now back again to Kays. Kays to Martin on the far side. The ball flies into the air, and the EC Glass Hilltoppers are your 4A regional champs as the sticks fly here at EC Glass. They will have a home game next week in the state semifinal matchup.
And for Glass, just a very controlled effort. We mentioned deliberate. We've mentioned intentional. We've used those words, Anthony, because they were in control of this contest from the beginning to the end. They dictated the pace of this game, and EC Glass, as a result of that, captures the 10-5 victory over Midlothian.
Fantastic job by Coach Renuska and his team in this game. Like you said, controlling basically from start to finish, a 10-5 win. No downtime, really, for Glass, like we saw in that last game against Western Albemarle, where they had that lapse in the third quarter. It was all business from start to finish here tonight, and now they have a ton of momentum going into the state semis.
That's a testament to Coach Renuska and really to this team as well, Anthony. It's easy to get extremely high or low at particular points, and you kind of saw that against Western Albemarle Tuesday. High when they got on a roll, but a little bit low when things swung against them. No such issues tonight. Composure was there for EC Glass. It's a big step forward again as they continue on this journey into the state playoffs.
We'll be back with more of the Bank of the James postgame show right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia. Again, EC Glass, your 4A regional champs after a 10-5 win over Midlothian. Stay tuned.